This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny? Vinny?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, hey.
You got me?
I got you. You're down in some lonesome office at some lonely desk that doesn't even have a user?
I'm testing the microphone that I'll be using from home when we start our broadcast from our separate locations.
Yeah, so we're working out the kinks. We're trying to work out the kinks today so that we can continue to bring you this high quality morning show.
Don't say that with a smile on your face.
Well, you know, it does sound great. It sounds good. You know what? It sounds like there's a lot of fans in that room.
There are.
Yeah.
Well, there's all the equipment is in here.
It's
You would be bummed. It's chilly down here.
Cold, yeah, I'd be so cold. Well, I have a parka. Don't worry about me. But I'm thinking that when you're in the quiet of your own house, the only noises we'll hear are, say, Hulk baby and, you know, Isla complaining about what food her mom's making for her.
Forcing her to. Yesterday, her mom had made her this smoothie, which was I was directed to make sure this kid eats or drinks this. So she did the clunk. Oh, I spilled it. I'm like,
oh, that little rat.
Ew. And I, you know, she's like, I didn't mean to. And I'm thinking, all right. Sure.
Did you say, Mom, come make her another one?
No, Mom was gone. That was the issue was that was the food that was left behind for her to have.
Well, she gets to be hungry. She learns to hold on to her smoothie a little tighter.
You got it.
What's in that smoothie? Why is it so awful?
It's not awful. It's actually really good. But, you know, kids and kale and fruits and vegetables.
So it's healthy.
It gets, well, it's, you know, there's a wear factor to that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that she's been eating is because our diet consists of fish and vegetables with nothing.
Oh, delicious.
That's our diet. Fish and vegetables. There's no zero seasoning.
Okay, let me do this. I want to get these Eager Beaver tickets going. And then did you bring texts down there?
I have a ton of texts that we can roll through, yes.
All right, right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. You get a pair of three-day Eager Beaver tickets to Outside Lands 2020, August 7th through the 9th in Golden Gate Park. Eager Beaver tickets are on sale right now at sfoutsidelands.com. They call them Eager Beaver because you want to go even though you don't know who's playing. Looks like intern Ryan has the phones right now. Call number 97-800-400-3697. And we do this several times throughout the day, correct? I don't have the times in front of me, but I think it's like, you know, 11, 3, 5. So be here. Just keep it on Alice all the livelong day, and you won't miss out on your Eager Beaver tickets. Okay, I'm done, Ben.
All right, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent in today as we get ready to head out into the weekend. Justin Timberlake was on Ellen the other day to talk about Trolls 2. He said they discover other troll tribes, and each one is devoted to a different type of music, like pop, country, funk, and rock.
Oh, that's so funny.
Kelly
Way to work
Clarkson
in all the songs.
Is, of course, one of the country western trolls and looked pretty cute.
So in the end, they all have to gain an appreciation for other tribes' taste in music?
Yeah. I like it.
I do, too. It's cute.
I was concerned as you talked about this movie. I was thinking it must already be out, but it looks like it hasn't been released yet.
So, and is this one of the ones that maybe had a release date, but now it's not going to have one of those?
Don't know, but I know I'll watch it if it comes out.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it.
You wind up seeing all the kid movies these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss them. I miss the kid movies.
And
I used to love going to them.
There's really good ones, and then there's also stuff where you appreciate the really good ones.
Right.
Because you go, wow, this is awful.
Yep. They definitely just the people who are like, we're going to capitalize on kids are stupid. They'll like anything.
415 says, no more Scott Capurro in studio. Way to go, coronavirus.
Hey, he's going to swing by my house. I'll take that chance.
You're going to let him bring his club coronavirus?
I'm going to put him through one of those outdoor bleach washes
right,
before he
good.
Comes in.
But, all right, there you go.
But yeah, for sure, I'll have
hey,
him.
Hey, Vin, you need a jacket? I'll send the jacket down to you.
It's okay. I don't need one. I mean, I don't want to stay down here for more than this break, but...
it's like a refrigerator yeah, down there.
It is so
chilly.
Cold.
Hey, thank you for staying on the air. Your voices bring so much comfort to so many. Love.
Oh.
That's from
yeah,
415.
We're going to... It looks like the company has said, don't come in anymore, so we're setting up at home. This should be interesting, at best. Oh, Vinny and I were saying earlier, all we really need is each other, and we got a show. So we're going to make it work.
Just remember Vinny's motto says, 415, I don't want no trouble.
Why do we have to remember that?
I don't know. Oh. I have
just,
no idea.
Just keep it in mind, everyone.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, you just want mono on me.
What do you mean? I didn't touch anything. I haven't touched or moved anything.
Engineering, we're crackling. We've got some crackling.
It's all right. It's turning the left ear, right?
I got it in both. It's going from one to the other.
Oh, snap.
Well, look, this is what we're doing.
That's why we're doing this.
It sounds fine now.
Oh, there it goes.
My bathroom pet peeve is my boyfriend's beard crumbs from the clipper.
Ew. Oh, beard crumbs as in little snippets of hair.
Uh-huh.
Beard crumbs. Yeah, clip your beard outside. Bring a mirror out there. It's so hard. Why does everyone have to have their hair clippings everywhere? I'd rather
what
have
about you.
I don't leave them everywhere. I'm fine. I got it covered. But people, they're like, they don't manscape for 3 weeks, and then they just got to leave. And I'm like, get the broom. Get a vacuum. Get those out of here. That's why I don't go to my kid's bathroom anymore. It's so gross.
925 says, Vinny, my niece and nephew live on Ripple. They love it. Yeah, Ripple is good. It's a good milk substitute if you've got any kind of
pee-pee protein.
Dairy issues.
Mm. And does it taste like milk, would you say, or is it just not even trying to taste like milk?
I don't think it tastes like milk, but Ripple has a consistency more like milk than, say, almond milk does. Almond milk is very watery.
Yeah, thin and... Uh-huh. Although, there it is again. I don't know what's happening, if something's getting jiggled down there, but...
Well, something must be getting... Yeah,
you hearing it, too?
Uh-huh. I don't know what the deal is with that, though.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. We got these engineers, crack engineering team.
Nicole just brought me my jacket.
Oh.
It was very nice of her.
How did she know where on earth in this building you are?
You're
just
I don't
in
know,
a random location.
I haven't been down to this floor in a year.
I gave her a tour yesterday. I took her all around to all the stations.
Where are you, on the second floor?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's in the rack room, right?
Close
on the way
to where the original Secret Show studio was.
I remember that you could kind of weren't there glass walls right there you could see.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah I'm not sure exactly where that
very
is.
Very nice studio.
Yeah,
where that?
Oh my god,
the
that first one.
The street.
Oh, mm-hmm. That first Secret Show studio we used to use. It was like, let's just move here. This is great. That was a beautiful studio, Benny.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure you're still there.
No, I'm just looking over the text and trying not to shiver.
Well, you got your jacket now, thank God.
You are my anchor. I'll be your anchor. Love you guys, says 510.
Thank you. We need anchors. I mean, this is, we're all in this together.
Instacart people are the one. Yeah, I can.
Okay, good.
Instacart people are the ones going into stores, then touching your stuff, then delivering it to your home. Isn't that still all contaminated? I think the bigger issue is if you are quarantined at home, you shouldn't be going to the store to get things.
Yep.
They should be coming to you.
Yes.
So, yes, you could catch something from your Instacart delivery driver, but we're hoping that they are not. Yeah.
This
Ill.
Isn't about, you know, households full of scared, healthy people. This is right. about people who are putting themselves out of infection's way by, you know, keeping their infection at their house or whatever.
Right.
I don't know why we're doing it. I guess just because we don't want to catch it here in the building.
Right. And then we got to go home and then our kids catch it. And then, you know,
But I'm not planning on, like, just being in my house. Like, I'm going to go more or less about my normal day, just wash my hands a lot and just not be, expose myself to as few people as I can, but without, you know, closing the drapes and hunkering down, huddled in the corner with a bottle of gin. I don't even like gin. I don't know why I want gin. I mean, vodka, probably.
Right.
Better stock up on that. I need to make sure that that's available.
Sarah.
Yara.
Will you be getting answers for your listeners in regards to Hooman's disappearance? Please say yes.
You know, honestly, I wish I did have answers for you as regards to... Hooman just clearly got sick of having to get up at 4 in the morning when he didn't financially need to. I mean, honestly... We do our jobs for the money. As much as this is a great job, the hours stink enough that if you were financially independent, you wouldn't do it either. So that's my guess.
Apparently he is.
Yeah. Apparently
he's
so.
He's a very strong maybe.
Oh, is he a strong maybe? He's coming back someday.
He's been a strong maybe the whole time.
Yeah, right. All right. Yeah, so the answer is no. I don't have an answer for you.
Dear Sarah and Vinny, thank you for working on staying on the air. I'm going through cancer treatments and dialysis, and you take me away from all the craziness in the world.
There you go. When you're worried about the hard day you're having, remember the person who is on chemo and dialysis.
Oh, here it is. Craziness of chemo, doctor's appointments, and the pain. Thank you so much. You're all an important part of my day.
You are welcome. And we're going to learn a little lesson from you in putting things in perspective.
I'm now living in Florida with family, and I get to listen to you live now on radio.com. Thank you. You've helped me so much. I don't feel so alone in the world. Stay strong. Happy Friday.
We love you. What's your name? Send us your name. You poor dear. Thank you for letting us all know how trivial our little problems are.
Who was singing True Colors?
That was Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick.
That's correct.
I see your true colors. Do you want to try and do the harmony, Ren?
Nah.
We'll try it off the air.
We gotta figure out our key, too. Yeah. You know,
that was very high. Yeah. Too high. Yeah.
It was too high for me.
A lot of...
colors shining through. We suck. But we try.
Falsetto, man. It's off the bat.
Back to you, Vin.
All right.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
This too shall pass. Oh, I love that you love singing.
Sarah, the original Twilight Zone is considered an anthology.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I thought it would be considered sci-fi, and it did rank.
Yeah, it was the number two all time. This was according to, was that Hollywood? It was Rolling Stone, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Rolling Stone did a list of the top 50 sci-fi TV shows of all time. I guess to get you ready for your isolation so you have something to binge. But they put that at number two. And you brought it up, actually, and I thought, to me, I don't really classify that as sci-fi. Although, certainly, there were episodes. I think of an anthology as being sort of a grouping of things together that, yeah, I don't know. Look up the definition
of anthology.
Anthology,
a published collection of poems or other pieces of writing.
Huh. So I would say that's not what The Twilight Zone was, but what the hell do I know?
Bonnie, where are you getting your info on COVID that says disruption through June on events? Look at the list of events that have been canceled through
June.
Right. There's a lot. And the truth is nobody really knows, but most people are dealing with, I think the most, the expert is a virologist. Is that what they call them?
Oh, someone who's an expert in in viruses?
Yes.
I never heard that term, but I will go with that.
Okay. I may have made it up. It's possible.
Excellent. Well
but
done.
Either way, they're dealing with people who are experts on this stuff. And what they're saying is there's a likelihood there will be life disruption far beyond the 2 weeks that Disneyland has promised to stay closed.
Hmm.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope they're all wrong.
It'd be great if all of a sudden they were like, oh, looks like there's no more new cases and everyone's in the clear. But it's unlikely. So let's, prepare for the worst and hope for the best. That's all. It's all we can really do. And, take comfort in the fact that we're all going through this. It's a pain in the ass for everyone. It sucks for everyone. It's scary for everyone. But we're all doing it together. Let's try to, remember that we're all human beings going through the same stuff. Just try to be a little kinder to people that you run into. Try to have less of a short temper or be much, as much of a bitch in the car, Like, let's There's lessons we can take from this.
Well, I think I can't speak for other people. I know that radio is a very thin ice business in terms of job security. And yet, I mean, here we sit with ironclad contracts, knocking on wood.
You just knocked something loose down there.
I'm not going to, whatever. Anyway, the point is, even though we've got that, I do worry about not coming to work, and I wouldn't have wanted to do it that way.
We're not volunteering for this.
Our boss said, if you can, then you are. And we can.
So we are staying home.
This giant contraption's going to be in my house, though. Wow.
Yeah. Try not to break it.
What?
You're a long drive from the engineering department. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Just be careful.
It's durable.
Yeah, but, you know, he's got to be extra careful. It's Vinny we're talking
the hard
about
part
here.
Is, yeah, don't touch the knobs.
Yeah, try to. Right. Can they put some kind of, like, plastic shield over that? Yeah, I'm worried, too. I just don't know how to set this kind of crap up. So, Bryn, come over this weekend.
And you have John.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, anyway, let's wrap it up for now. Vinny, run up here and we'll say our goodbyes in just a second. It's Alice, and we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, this has been a weird, weird week. It's only getting weirder. In fact, if you're listening to Alice tomorrow, you may hear us test out our equipment live on the air. Hey, everyone, happy Saturday. It's Sarah and Vinny, just, you know, eating into your Saturday afternoon so we can make sure our crap's working.
Eating in a Krems break.
Yeah. Hey, Lightning Mike.
The bummer is going to be that we'll do a lot of testing, but we'll still wake up Monday morning with fingers crossed and hoping for the best, and who knows.
John's thrilled because he's going to have to get up at 5:02.
Well, it's about time.
I know. Damn it. I should make him get up earlier than me and do all my prep for me. That would be rich. Anyway, whatever happens, this too shall pass. Do what you got to do. Be safe. Don't kiss strangers. Don't touch anybody. Or do.
We're just letting you know, we're working on making sure we stay on air, even though we're going to be broadcasting from home. We think we've got the audio worked out, and then it's going to sound good.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're sure. It's going to be great. So, we'll see it.
And
next
if you've
week.
Ever heard any of our live broadcasts, you know they always come off without a hitch. So
yes.
It should be
almost
fine.
As good as radio.com.
Right.
Like we are right up there with the top audio sources in the world. All right. Have a good weekend. Catch you on Monday, one way or another.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.